Ryan, let's take a look at this growing season. We're talking to your uncle just beforehand. You guys have been harvesting for month after month after month. Tell us that story first of all.
We actually combined some today in order to try and seed it, going out and combining edges. But yeah, I think we've combined for 12 straight months. They're 11. We combined in July with rye, and then it's literally been every month we've combined some. And then now we're just trying to attack this planting season that I can't wait for it to come to an end.
Yeah. Is the finish line in sight?
Either the weather's going to create a finish line, or yeah, we'll push it to the 10th and then see where we're at from there, I guess.
So where are we sitting as far as getting crop in the ground?
We ended up getting in about 50% of the corn that we wanted to. Then started putting in edible beans from there and soybeans right away. Right now, our soybeans, I'd say we're at probably 65 to 70% of what our intended acres are. There's going to be some PP in the area. There's no doubt about that. And edible beans, we just finished yesterday. So wheat, we only got in about 900 acres out of what we would normally probably put in around 2,000. Yeah. So
we've really heard through this whole corridor of the allow to prevent plant. What are those field conditions like?
They're starting to actually come around now, but at this point it's getting too late. Obviously we can't plant corn anymore. We could, but you're going to take a big yield hit, and you're still going around spots that are just too muddy.
Yeah, that's not a lot of incentive this year compared to maybe a year ago.
Yeah, that and road conditions. Road conditions are a big problem. That's the biggest problem we had during corn planting, is a lot of these fields you couldn't take a truck to, much less a heavy planter down the road or tillage tool to get there. It just didn't work. I mean, and I think that's the same thing from here all the way to Castleton. Is just everyone couldn't get around on these roads. The roads are just awful.
Yeah, these frost boils came through, and we've seen moisture coming from places. Whenever it's really not coming from the sky, it's really coming from the ground.
Yep. Yeah, I've never seen the roads as bad as they have been this year, and I think it started last fall and carried into the spring here, and just terrible.
So weed control, have you had a start on that as well?
Yeah, we got most of our soybeans sprayed. One of our hired men is taking kind of a big role in spraying now. Mm-hmm. And him and my cousin Jordan have been staying right on top of it. So the Jordan's got almost all of our corn sprayed actually already too. So as far as weed control goes, we're pretty well on top of it. Just maybe falling a little bit behind as far as getting the wheat sprayed. Yeah. So
you pull into your yard here and you got one side, you got standing corn. The other side, that corn emergence actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, it really came up well, especially on the stuff that got planted, like the first planted stuff. There's definitely some that got planted into mud chunks that, it's weird to say this, but we probably need a rain on it just to soften the ground up and get stuff to come up evenly. But we're happy with the emergence on almost all of our corn, so it's been really good.
Probably wouldn't take much to gum things up again.
No, I'd say with 20 hundreds, we'd be a mud hole again. It's not going to take much.
Well, we wish you much success this season.
Yeah, thanks for stopping.